क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। टॉक अबाउट द कंट्रीज, देयर फ्लैग्स एंड लॉट्स मोर।
वी नो दैट quite a lot of the world was discovered by the Portuguese sailors. When the Portuguese reached the western coast of Africa, they started calling that part as Guinea. And now there are a couple of countries which have Guinea as a part of name in them. Today the country that we are going to talk about is simply called Guinea, officially called the Republic of Guinea. It's a coastal country in West Africa. Its capital is Conakry. The official language is French, and the people living there are called Guineans. Historically, it is believed that the country has been inhabited by hunter-gatherers for over 30,000 years. It used to be a part of the Kingdom of Mali, and later, the one occupied by French became Guinea. The one occupied by Portuguese became Guinea-Bissau, and by Spanish became Equatorial Guinea. On one side of the country, there is exotic coastline, and from the other sides, the country is surrounded by Guinea-Bissau to northwest, Senegal to the north, Mali to northeast, Ivory Coast to the southeast, Liberia and Sierra Leone to the south. Often this country is also referred to as Guinea-Conakry. The reason is, in order to distinct it from neighboring countries of Equatorial Guinea and Guinea-Bissau. Some interesting things about this country are, it is very rich in mineral resources and has diverse habitats for wildlife. Three countries are named after the rivers which originate from this country: the Niger River, the Gambia River, and the Senegal River. Not only this, there are 19 other West African rivers which originate from this country, thus making it a very rich area as far as waters is concerned, and there are also mountains which have forests on them. The country has only one UNESCO World Heritage Site, and that is the Mount Nimba Strict Nature Reserve, and it is a place that this country shares with Ivory Coast. In this reserve, there is the Nimba Range, which is a chain of mountains which has Mount Nimba, the highest mountain in both Guinea and Ivory Coast. And do you believe the chimpanzees living in Nimba Mountains are quite intelligent? They were seen using tools to chop their food into smaller sizes and make it eatable. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. Guinea's flag is a vertical tricolor, with first stripe towards the hoist side to be red, second stripe is yellow, and the third stripe of green color. That's the flag of Guinea for us. To know about other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast and don't forget to like, follow and share Little Explorers.